Welcome one and all. I'm glad you're here. Looks like we're going live now. Fantastic. We cut a little time off there, didn't we? Ah, yes. Going live. Super duper. Now we're pushing this button. We're almost there. We got 12 seconds. All right, perfect. We're on. Super duper. And when we get down to 0 seconds, we are rolling the intro. Welcome one and all. Let's roll the intro. Welcome one, welcome all. We are live. Thank God it's Friday. And thank God we got on there maybe about 5 minutes late. I'll go over that in a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Church Prep with MWD Friday. Drumroll. I am Mark W. Douglas. Let's start things off with a prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Happy Friday, drum roll. A 5-song concert is on the schedule tonight. But first, a little information about a couple things that are off the top of my head here. About Facebook. So we'll start with Facebook. Okay. Yes. So whatever happened, I am not able to go live on Facebook until I suppose I get more subscribers, maybe. They never were specific about what it is that I'm missing. But anyway, I will try to upload the video file. Because I, according to what I've searched, I can upload a 10 gigabyte file. Well, my shows are never over 10 gigabytes, so that's good. As soon as this show is over, I'll be uploading to Facebook. Second thing, getting started late. Every now and then, I have to re-sign in. I have to re-sign in to my deal here with Restream. And they don't give me an update like, hey, ahead of schedule. You know, you need to sign in again before you just start going live. So that is the reason. And when I sign in, it's all this stuff I have to do to authenticate that it's really me signing into my account, which is good. Lots of layers of security. So thank you for dealing with that as we signed on a little bit late. That's the latest I've ever been. Hey, that's a good pat on the back there. All right, so that's it. As a reminder, the SOTW is titled Out of the Rain. Let's take a look at those lyrics tonight. Very good. Very good. Out of the Rain. So, and while we're at it, about Facebook, I actually posted this on the little Facebook comments, but if you were used to watching me on Facebook, now is your chance to find another app that's seeing me live right now. So that would be Rumble. That would be YouTube. And that would be Twitter. That would be Instagram Live. We're on that too. I do think that Instagram and Twitter are for people who just want a quick fix. And so I do understand that. I know Instagram. I got a business account there. And I like my quick fix when I get on Instagram and just want to watch maybe, you know, entertainment for 15 seconds apiece, maybe 30 seconds apiece. So I get that with Twitter and Instagram. So that's why I would push you more to the Rumble app. Because when you go to Rumble, it's more long-form content like this is. When you go to YouTube, long-form content. And, of course, the podcast. And that would be on all podcast apps in the world. And if you don't have a podcast app, you can still listen to it right there. From my website, mwdhq.com, and there's a little icon there on the far right, upper far right, and that is the podcast, and you don't even need an app. Listen to it right there on the internet. So fantastic. Yeah, we want you to find all kinds of ways to watch me or whatever, listen to me. And, you know, I have 50 followers or something on Facebook, but that's okay. You know, I'm not one of these guys that like a crybaby, like, oh, they're, they're blacklisting my channel, and you know, the crybabies who say, oh, they're, I'd love to reach the world with the gospel of Christ and Christianity, talking about salvation, discipleship, the songs that I've written, the original songs. I'd love for hundreds of thousands of people to watch, but that's not in the cards these days. They have algorithms now that suppress. I mean, early on, if I had gotten started, there wouldn't have been an algorithm to suppress certain content. It would just be a free-for-all. So I do understand that they're trying to make money. I understand they're trying to put ads, and they have a business to run. I am an entrepreneur, I'll say that. So it's no harm, no foul. Trust me, it's okay. But if you want to help share the message, here's something you got to think of, right? Okay, so our mission as Christians is to share the gospel with every creature on the planet, right? And you may not be in a position to be able to do that. Like you don't have the means. You're like me. For all those years, I was raising four girls, and I was trying to put food on the table. That was my number one mission. I didn't have time to worry about spreading the gospel. I mean, no offense, but I was spreading it to them, you know. But I didn't have time to do the things that I saw people on the internet doing. Just a voice on the internet that keeps coming up. That's cool. And that's why you would want to share this content. Share this channel or other people's channel, maybe not mine, but this is your way to throw the football. So I'm throwing it only as far as I can go, right? And you're down, let's say, at the 50-yard line. I'm at the, you know, I don't know if I can throw it 50 yards. No, I can't. So I throw it a couple yards, you catch it, and then you throw it another few yards. That's really what this is. It's I can't do it without you. Y'all know that. You can't do it without sharing. You can't do it without, you know, me putting the baton in your hands to say, you know what, you know, Mark got it this far. I'm going to take it a little bit farther from somebody I know who loves God, who loves, maybe they don't love, right? Maybe they just need to hear it. And you just don't know how to say it. That's another thing. You know, I don't think I know how to say it that well. I'm a layman. And God's called me to write music, and that I think that I say it best when I'm writing my songs. That's when I say it the best. And you can hear me sit on this show and talk a lot about concepts of Christianity, the church, the Bible. But when I really say it best is when I actually sing my song, because that's the mechanism at which you put all of that information into that song. And that's why everybody loves music. Don't you just love music? Because the song says so many things to so many different people. But I'm asking you now, which you know I don't do this. Y'all, my watchers, you know I don't do this on the show. I don't ask you to share the show too many times. I maybe should do it a little bit better, a little bit more. But yeah, share this show. Again, it doesn't look like we'll be live on Facebook from now on, so I'll have to do an upload on the video, which I don't have to do that for anything, right? I don't have to do that for any of my channels. So let's just see how this works. I do have to upload once a week for my Sunday show, because like I told you, me at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., and 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning doesn't work with the voice, okay? It doesn't work with most people's voices. And so I can understand it. You can understand it. Singers on Sunday morning can understand it, right? So I have to pre-record that, and it's a big file, and I upload it to Restream, and then Restream does the work. Now it looks like I'm going to have to upload to Facebook every time I go on, right? And that's fine. I'm just going to see if it works tonight, okay? But just to recap, share this with somebody, and it kind of gives you a chance to say, you know what, I don't have a voice right now, or I don't have this. Maybe I'll never have it, but this is my way of saying, yeah, I want to share the gospel to someone who needs it, who needs to turn their life around, who needs to hear, who needs a little bump of inspiration, a little faith. It's weird. I think long ago, a mission wasn't to convince your fellow Christian that You know, it wasn't to convince your fellow Christian that they needed to go. Well, maybe it was. Maybe it was to convince your fellow Christian they needed to go to the mission field or something. But nowadays, it's to convince your fellow Christian that really there is a God. You see the difference? Yeah, that's a big leap, right? I mean, that's where we're at now. We're just trying to convince our fellow man, our fellow person, family member. No, really, God is real. Jesus is real. It really did happen. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead, right? That used, you know, that's where we're at now. Like I said, in the past, it was a lot. Everybody was a lot further along. Like, hey, don't you want to be a missionary? Hey, don't you want to be a Sunday school teacher? Hey, don't you want to be a youth minister? Or I don't know. Don't you want to? Sir, how do you want to serve God? Like I said, now it's a lot different. All right. So, get that spiral football, get the throw that football, make sure it's a spiral, and send out my deals for folks to help grow the channels, if you will. I'd love that. And you can find all the links where my channels are living on mwdhq.com. Now, again, let's go through the Bible verses of Out of the Rain. You see the lyrics there. Out of the rain. Are you out of the rain? Are you in the rain? That's my question tonight. I do have some great Bible verses ready for you. Let us begin with Psalm 46. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams made glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at daybreak. Beautiful. And that is coming out of the rain, the shelter of God, right? Matthew 11. This goes to my pre-chorus, the pre-chorus. And what if I'd had the time to listen, to hear the voice and have an ear to listen? And then the second, do I have a second pre-chorus? No, it's the bridge. But what you couldn't know then is what you do know now. You're taking the time to listen. You hear the voice. You have an ear to listen. And I got that from this verse right here, Matthew 11. Whoever has ears, let them hear. And I'm just going to leave it there on that context of that verse. Do you have ears? Please hear. Oh, I saw an ad today on Instagram for, I guess, they were like sunglasses, which is really cool, but they were for the deaf. And you put the sunglasses on, and some kind of technology allows there to be a screen there, really small print, I suppose, where whoever is talking, there's a live printout of the words that they're saying. So all the person that's watching, because they can't listen, all they have to do is just read the script. And it was absolutely, I mean, these deaf people began to cry. Oh, it was so heartwarming to see that. Wow. There's something to donate to, right? That's something to donate to. Let's get that off the ground. And because you got to imagine that the deaf person could be facing the cabinet, and you're over here talking to that deaf person, or maybe you're talking about a topic that happened today at work, and the deaf person is looking over this way and has no idea what you're saying. Now they can just act normal. All they got to do is keep reading. What a beautiful thing. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Hear, people, hear. Because keep in mind, there are people in this world who do not have ears to hear. They have ears, but they can't hear. It's a malfunction. So we do have ears. Will we use them? Will we use them? Next one. Proverbs 20. Ears that hear and eyes that see, the Lord has made them both. Isn't that a great little proverb? Ears that hear and eyes that see, the Lord has made them both. You know it. Let's move on to Acts 17, verse 24. Quote, "The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by human hands. And he is not served by human hands, as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us." Ooh, give you chills? Verse 28 of Acts 17. "For in him we live and move and have our being, as some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by human design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent." Verse 31, "For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead." And this is verse 32. "When they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered, but others said, quote, we want to hear you again on this subject. At that, Paul left the council. Some of the people became followers of Paul and believed." Yeah, if you're sneering about somebody raising from the dead, that means you've already heard the story and you've decided that you didn't want to believe it. This is what happened, right? This is what happened after Jesus left us, right? They had disciples and apostles that got into big trouble because people just would not believe. They didn't see it with their own eyes. And so they just decided not to believe. Okay. Out of the rain. Hey now, won't you come out of the rain tonight? Nope, I thought I pushed the button. Let me shelter you. Just a reminder, the chorus is from God, first person. The verse is man struggles. Man, first person. Tell me telling a story, and then God answering from the chorus. Me telling the second story, second verse. God singing the chorus, right? Kind of, sort of. God's message, God's first person voice in the chorus. And maybe the bridge was God too, I think. What you couldn't know now is what... But what you couldn't know then is what you do know now. There you go. Ooh, I love this song. You're going to love it. 15th song on Sunday. You're going to want to get it. You're going to want to get in on that. And so this, another invitation for everyone out there. If you'd like to share your testimony, write it down. If you've thought about writing stuff down. My dad is really, really, really amazing with dates. He remembers dates like nobody's business. I mean to tell you, he knows dates. And so then the other day I said, hey, Dad, come on, maybe a couple, maybe a half a year ago. I said, you've got to get that pad, you know, some kind of a digital pad, and you've got to start writing down these dates. And then, imagine that you could write some factual things that happened in just in the simplicity of just once a year in your life. So let's say if you got to 70 years old, maybe you'd have 70 pages of some type of happening, some type of instance, some type of factual thing that happened to you. Where did you live? Who were you with? What were your friends' names? What church did you go to? Those kind of things. How old were your children, right? What were they into? Not just what you were doing, right? It's kind of a neat thing to do. But guess what? We also have, do we have a testimony? Every one of us, do we have a testimony? Even if you're not a Christian, you have a testimony, right? Your testimony is how you either live for yourself. Like, you don't really understand it like that, but what you've got a story to tell. It's your testimony. It's your sworn affidavit. What's your story? Why don't you write that down? And if you really feel bold enough, send it to my email. I've got it right there on the Connect page at mwdhq.com. Send that testimony, and let me see if I'll read it to the crowd here. And I'll keep you confidential if you want it that way. Do you have an awesome story about how God worked in your life, changed your life? Have you written it down? So if you haven't written it down, I suggest you do. Come on, write it down. And even if you don't send it to me, send it to your children. Send it to your mom and dad if they're still around. Tell them your testimony. Are you proud of your life? Are you proud of what you've accomplished? Are you proud? Like, you know, you could just be in there making as much money as you can possibly make. And that is the crux of your life. That's okay. That's your test. You understand that's your testimony, right? I saw this amazing thread. It's this actually a channel on Twitter and X, right? Same thing. And this guy, young man, I thought it was a great idea. I don't know how he has the time for it, but he went to the beach and he had a series of the same questions that he would ask people that didn't mind being interviewed. And, you know, his questions were really, really soft and enjoyable. Like, what's the biggest thing you learned in your life? Right? What's the biggest? He worded it better, I'm sure. And so many of the people had the same answers, and that was that money is not anything. What matters in life is the love of your family and friends, the love of each other, connection, that kind of human connection. What a beautiful thing, right? And then he would get into, do you have any regrets? You know, things like that. Things people would say, different things. But that's a testimony, right? What is your testimony? Write it down, you know? How is your life going? Some people, you know, they trying to fix themselves. And this is good, right? We got to fix ourselves. We got to understand why we're not working properly in the context of society, right? Why does it keep clashing with society? You know, I can't go into society and find my niche, my connection with people, like, or whatever. Sometimes all it takes is just getting a little pad of paper and literally writing down the events of your life. How did you get here? And not in a spiritual frame of mind at all. Just how did you get here? It's really self-healing. To just write it down. How did I get here? What are the things that got me here? Right? And that includes going and finding out, how did my dad get to the spot that he was at, from a certain age. You don't have to go to childhood, but just the idea of tracing even what your dad steps back and your mother steps back. How did they get to the spot which they met and had me? That's a very, very simple task. It really is. Most people know the basics of how their mom and dad got to where they were in life to meet each other. And then the rest of the story, you could write yourself, maybe, because you know it. But the basics of just understand, and then to define. You could do it for yourself, not that it would be correct, but you could try to define, what was my dad doing, thinking? What was my mom doing, thinking? Why did she go to this place to meet my dad? Why did he go to this place to meet my mom? What were they thinking? What were they doing? Were they in their right mind, or were they, you know, or was it just perfect will of God kind of thing? That's okay. Again, it's all the story that's your story for you to tell. And sometimes it opens up a box of worms, right? That just needs to be unraveled. So, and it's not like you would go and you would use it to hurt or, but you know, asking questions and trying to find out the truth, clap those hands. You got to do that. You got to try to, sometimes, come on now. You got to dig a little bit and try to find that truth so that you can move on and be healthy. Now, you may not feel like you need to worry about that. That's totally understandable. Like, what are you talking about? Why do I need to go back and, you know, remember weird stuff of the past? I'm just saying, sometimes when you're just confused about the whole thing, like, what in the world am I doing here? Was the whole thing of my life so I could sit here and do what I'm doing right now? Watching the boob tube? You know, whatever, you fill in the blank. Is this what it was all about? I mean, seriously, whatever it is that you do in your free time, you do realize that it's all about your free time. Life is all about your free time. What you choose to do in your free time, because that is where, that's your God, right? Where your money is, that where your heart be also. Time and money. That is where your heart is. Now, of course, that's away from work. So what is it that you do in your free time? Is this what God had planned for you? Is this the destination? Is this the final? This is where, oh man, I'm in the heart of it, man. I'm in the meat of it. This is what God had for me. Oh man, this could be better. Or is it just the opposite? I'm going to change the tone. I can't believe, right? This is what, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. This is what God had for me. This was the plan all along. This was it. Watching reruns of Friends or whatever. Just funny idea. Watching, binge watching Golden Girls. Mork and Mindy. I don't know, I'm just making up stuff now. Is this what it all came down to? This is what I'm, okay. Awesome. Thanks, God. Thanks. That, man, what a purpose in my life. This is it. My free time personified. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was all worth it. All that work for this. What is the this in your life? Write it down. Write it down. And if it ain't what it's supposed to look like after you wrote it down, then you got to agree with me that it's time to make some changes. All right, praise God. We are going to do a 5-song concert, and it's going to start right now. Let me pop back. I got 1. I got 2. I got 3. I got 4. And here we go. Number 5. Yep. So this is going to be great because, as you know, on Friday, what do I get to do on Friday? I get to sing the last 5 songs that I have just released, not counting this week's Song of the Week because it'll be sung this Sunday. As the 15th song. All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time for some Christ. Let me go back. Christ inside my head. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's do it. Christ inside my head. Jesus came to save. I heard my daddy say. Then he bowed his head. To pray. And down on bended knee, he prayed for all our needs. Silence from his lips. He was talking in his head. And I remember Daddy in the kitchen with his sleeves rolled up, talking about Jesus. And I remember what he said. Christ inside my head. Wants to be my friend. When I need the love of the Father above, I talk to Christ inside my head. Christ called my name today, and all I did was please come into me. Today. And while I was on my feet, I felt my knees get God of the universe, well, he got a hold of me. And I remember Daddy, the kitchen, the love of a father, and be not afraid, 'cause there's a friend in Jesus. I can still hear my daddy say, Christ inside my head wants to be my friend. And when I need the love of the Father above, I talk to Christ inside my head. And sometimes I am weak and you speak for me. Lord knows I'm a work in progress. Just ask anybody. And I have a Father, a Heavenly Father. He's my mediator. And our salvation, He is Christ inside my head. Ooh, Christ inside my head wants to be my friend. And when I need the love of the Father above, I talk to Christ inside my head. Christ inside my head. Wants to be my friend. When I need the love of the Father above, I talk to Christ inside my head. And when I need the love of the Father above, I talk to Christ inside my head. Christ inside my head. Christ inside my head. What a lovely song. We are ready for number two on A Beautiful Concert Night. Is this Down in My Heart? You know it is. I got the joy down in my heart. I found the joy and I loaded up my cart. Now I'm sharing joy, 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 and you're just the start. Oh, won't you put it down, down in your heart? This overflow is from down, down in my heart. Filled up from way down, down in my heart. Oh, I can't say today, it's always gonna stay down, down in my heart. I got the peace down in my heart. I found the peace. I loaded up my cart. Now I'm sharing peace, peace, peace. And you're just the start. Oh, won't you put it down, down in your heart? This overflow is from down, down in my heart. Filled up from way down, down in my heart. Oh, I can't say today, it's always gonna stay down, down. And if you stop and think about it, God has grace and that's worth shouting. Take me to the river, let it fill my heart. Bless my soul. Quench my thirst. Make me whole. The love down in my heart, I found the love and I loaded up my car. Now I'm sharing love, 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 and you're just the start. Ooh, won't you put it down, down in my, in your heart? This overflow is from down, down in my heart, filled up from way down, down in my heart. Oh, I can't say today, it's always gonna stay down, down in my heart. Oh, I can't say today, it's always gonna stay down, down in my heart. Two down. Face the Little. Love this song. You got a wall? Somebody's building a wall around you. Are you building up walls for yourself? Are they your? Are they walls built by your hand? There's a wall that's being built tonight, with blocks of sin, mortared tight. It's a wall that's being built for spite, to hold you down, to hide your light. And we pray just a little. Face the little.
it. Blow your trumpet and hold on tight. God is willing and He's right. Face the little, face the fight. There's a wall that's being built that's high, that can't be passed with human might. It's a wall to make you lose your sight, but with a little prayer we can win the fight. And we pray just a little. Face the little with the light. Blow your trumpet and hold on tight. God is willing and He's right. Face the little, face the fight. So we put on the full armor as we prepare to fight. We blow our trumpets with prayer. The wall will fall tonight. Yes, we put on the full armor as we prepare to fight. We blow our trumpets with prayer. The wall will fall tonight. And we pray just a little.
My rock. Two more. Let's go. You are my shelter.
You are my rock. Oh yeah, oh yeah, you are my rock. And I will learn to trust in you. Yes, I will learn to trust in you, my rock. You are my rock. You are my shelter. Yes, I will learn to trust in you, my rock. And I will learn to trust in you. Yes, I will learn to trust in you, my rock. My rock. My rock. My rock. My rock. My rock, my rock. You're my creator. You're my sustainer. You're my redeemer. Trust in you. Yes, I will learn to trust in you, my rock. I will learn to trust in you. Yes, I will learn to trust in you, my rock. I will learn to trust in you. I will learn to trust in you. I will learn to trust in you. Yes, I will learn to trust in you. I will learn to trust in you. I will learn to trust in you, my rock. My rock. My rock. My rock.
Last week's song of the week, Open Doors, Open Hearts, and Open Minds. The former motto, at least I think it's former, for the United Church, for the United Methodist Church. This is one of those where you have to start the song before you play the first note.
Have, if we could have open hearts and open minds. We could live with an open door all the time. Help me, Lord, in my life. be a sacrifice, giving open doors, open hearts, and open minds. How's the weather outside? When you gonna fix your tail light? Who's the fella with the height? Where are we eating tonight? If we could have open hearts and open minds, if we could live with an open door all the time, help me, Lord, in my life, be a sacrifice, giving open doors, open hearts, and open minds. My, you sure look pretty today. How are you doing? Okay. I feel like a wreck if I do say, but it sure is good to see you anyway. If we could have open hearts and open minds, live with an open door all the time. Help me, Lord, in my life, be a sacrifice, giving open doors, open hearts, and open minds. Is that somebody new who just walked in? I wonder if they might could use a friend. Well, maybe all they need is a helping hand. Oh Lord, can I be the one that you send?
We made it. Praise God, we made it. We made it. All right, that last, that last one, that'll be the sixth one, but that's not going to happen tonight. That's going to happen the 15th song on Sunday morning. All right, Out of the Rain. Join me for that. Okay, everyone, let's do this exit here. Hang with me. Let's see where we at. Oh, let's see. Yes. Want to learn more about this show? Ooh, that's right. I've already said it, but let's do it again. Check out the description. Visit my website, mwdhq.com. Download free demos of each song of the week and email me from the Connect page. Ooh, there's 22 songs to download. Ooh, that's nice. For free. And the lyric sheets for free. Ooh, let's do that. Please subscribe to this channel and turn on notifications. Share this all these channels with your friends, whoever might want to see it. Let's see. yes, the notifications is good. Then you find out, oh, I forgot it was 8 o'clock. Oh, it's time to go watch MWD, right? Join me as I prep you for church and explore the significant meanings of salvation and discipleship. Become a Christian. Begin to walk the talk. Strengthen your walk with God. Get inspired by what I'm saying. Pass it on by as you begin to challenge your friends and family with your words and actions. So, yeah, my clicker worked and I'm still using this. You don't need it. All right. Okay, I'm still going to use this. That's fine. Yes, become a Christian. Ooh, what's that? Significant meanings of salvation and discipleship. Ooh, become a Christian. Begin to walk the talk. Said that. Strengthen your walk with God. Get inspired by what I'm saying. Pass it on as you begin to challenge your friends and family with your words and actions. Become a better son, daughter, father, mother, granddad, grandmother, neighbor, leader, friend, and follower. Ooh, we could do that. We could do that. I have two questions for you tonight. Number one, what is that specific thing that God has called you to do, both regarding your life's purpose and this very day? Yes. Number two, have you passed it forward by challenging and encouraging someone today? On Monday's show, I offered statements you could share with someone. Wednesday, I offered questions to ask yourself. Today, I offered declarative statements that could empower your thoughts and motivations as to fulfill God's calling in your life. Here they are. Could you say these to yourself? I can be content through plenty and hunger through Christ who gives me strength. God is calling me to help others. I will obey. I will take time to pray away from all distractions. I will be open and humble to constructive criticism, understanding this conviction might be coming from the Holy Spirit in hopes that I can be a better vessel as I work out God's plan for me. I will admit my wrongs to my fellow man before I'm confronted. I will amend my wrongs to the best of my abilities with an immediate desire. I will hold my tongue from heaving unnecessary nonsense, hurt, and gossip. Today, I forgive myself so that I can move forward with God's plan for me. Today, I accept myself for who I am, loving who God made me, every facet, the real me, and I pledge to take care of this holy temple. God loves me. God is patiently waiting for me. God has a life purpose for me. God has a daily purpose for me. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining my church prep family. I'll see you Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern for a 15-song church prep concert, with song number 15 being my first performance of the Song of the Week, Out of the Rain. To God be the glory. The button. Was all